Good morning and welcome to day 18 of our daily Lenten video series here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you on this Tuesday morning, and I'm standing here on the north side of our building by our biblical garden with our neighbors, some of our neighbors' homes in the background, and that's on purpose. Because as I read the text today and the reflection today, Jesus asks his disciples, who do the people say that I am? And they provide some answers. And then maybe more importantly, he asks the disciples, who do you say that I am? And I think as Christians, it's easy for us to give the Sunday school answer, to talk about Jesus being the Messiah who gave his life for us, that we are forgiven because of that, and that we are promised everlasting life in the presence of God. And that's good news. 100%, that is good news. And that is who Jesus is. But as a follower of Jesus, I guess the question is, who do you say Jesus is every day by the way that you live your life, by the way that you love others as you have been loved, by the way you treat your neighbors, the way you think about your neighbors, the way that interact with them? Do you get frustrated when you can smell the cigar smoke coming over the fence? That happens in my house. My neighbor would complain that our dog was barking, and then would think nothing of smoking a cigar, and then we got to enjoy that smell in our backyard. But that's not thinking the best of my neighbor. That's not loving my neighbor, you know, being in relationship, understanding that my neighbor has needs, we have needs, and what does it mean to coexist and live in the world together? What does it mean to live and to love as Christ lived and loved? We've got great examples throughout the Gospels. We've been reading and reflecting on Mark's Gospel here through these videos. We're reading and reflecting on Luke's Gospel on Sunday mornings. How are you impacted by the story of God's love as revealed in Jesus? And how does your life say something about who you understand Jesus to be? It's great to have the correct Sunday school answer, of course, and be able to describe who Jesus is with your words. But I think to help break down the bad rap that the church has, the Christian church has, of being hypocrites who say one thing about what their faith demands and then behave in a way that seems to be different, we can try and bring the two together, each of us, in our own relationship. So that's my encouragement to you on this Tuesday. I hope to see you tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, not for a hump day hallelujah, but day 19 of these daily Lenten videos. Take care.